Hey there, Go Team Partners. Robert with you this second week of February. I hope you are doing great. It's really good to be with you again. It feels like forever because I recorded both of my January audios for you guys before I left for Moscow. I wanted to make sure. I wasn't sure how, you know, Wi-Fi and all of that was going to work over there with everything going on. So I wanted to make sure I got those recorded so they'd come out to you on time and I wouldn't miss a chance to be with you in January. But because of that, it's been, gosh, I think more than a month since I've sat down to record with you guys. And I think of you all being right here with me. I love these times we get together. I love the Zoom times too. And hey, even before I get into this week's mentoring audio, I want to remind everybody that each month we do a Zoom Connect time with you, our Go Team partners. And it's a wonderful time. It's a family time. I share some encouragement. I might share some prophetic insight into things. But then we hear from each other. We pray with each other. It's really, really wonderful. And that's usually a Wednesday morning. I think it's usually the second week of the month. Like it will be actually, I'm looking at my calendar, and it's going to be Wednesday, February 15th. So a little less than a week from when we send this out to you on Thursday the 9th, we'll have the Zoom time. And you'll get an email that lets you know that we want to connect with you via Zoom. And it's just for partners. It's just a Zoom time for you all. So we can see each other face to face, as it were, from all over the world and all around the world. So please be on the lookout for that. And if you're not getting those emails, please email, and let me think who you would email. I think support@patriciaking.com or definitely info@patriciaking.com, and then I can pass it on. That goes to Shelly, our webmaster, who also sends out all our emails, and she would for sure want to know if you're not getting those emails and getting the heads up. Because every once in a while, like when I do a partner call or something and talk to people, I'll mention the Zoom and they say, oh, I had no idea. And they haven't been getting the emails. So we would love to be able to connect that way. We love sending these out to you every week, but it'd be wonderful to see your bright, shining faces as well. Or your faces when you're going through things, so we can be there for you and pray for you on those Zoom calls. So be on the lookout for that. Okay, let's jump into this week's topic. Our topic actually for the month that we'll be talking about this week is prayer power. February, we're focused on prayer power. Most of you know that we have been gathering every day at Shiloh for a time of prayer. I'm not there as often as I'd like to be with all the traveling I've been doing, but Patricia's there as most days. Obviously, Pastors Francisco and Desiree, our pastors over Shiloh Fellowship, that's under our covering, they're there every day. There's teams of people there every day, and when we pray together, there's no agenda. We're really meeting together with the Lord to see what's on his mind, see what's on his heart, and pray into it. And it's been really amazing to see. And I'll say, even watching Francisco and Desiree for the better part of 6 months now, leading this and praying every single day, and the things that are happening at Shiloh because of it. I know you know this. You are faith-filled, praying believers. But I think it's great this month we're focusing on prayer power, because you know the enemy lies to us a lot when he puts on display all the giants he has in the land. And he wants us to be discouraged. He wants us to be afraid. He wants us to be intimidated. But I tell you what, he can lie to us all day long, but we know the lie. He can try to convince us, look at what I'm up to, and you have no power to stop it. But we actually know the truth is that it's already been defeated through the finished work of the cross, and we get to agree with it. And prayer is one of the keys to that. I've got two times with you this month. So this week, what I want to do is I want to talk about prayer power, but the power of prayer as a conversation with God. I'm going to talk to you about the power of prayer as decree and intercession, to shift atmospheres, to wield the sword of the Spirit, to tear down the things of the enemy. But before we go to that time, which will be, I'll be back with you in a couple weeks here. But for this week, I really felt, as I was thinking about this recording today, I wanted to do Power of Prayer as a conversation, which when we think of Power of Prayer, you know who we are as a ministry. You're an important part of our ministry. We think decree, intercession, spiritual warfare, wielding the sword of the Spirit, which is all valid and important, and that is part of the power of prayer. But it's at its core, the power of prayer is marking out time with God, turning our hearts, turning our thoughts to God, knowing that He's there, knowing that He cares, and having a conversation with Him. In many ways, the power of prayer as a conversation is Hebrews 4, 16, I believe it is, where it says, boldly come before my throne of grace in your time of need to obtain mercy and find grace to grace to help in your time of need. And really what that's saying is God is saying, hey, I need you to understand through the gift of my Son and the indwelling of my Holy Spirit, you can come to me anytime you want to. We can connect anytime you want to. That's actually what the Holy Spirit's for in many ways. Yes, He comes on us in power so we can be great and mighty witnesses, but He also is given to us so we can connect deep unto deep, spirit to spirit with our Heavenly Father. So we can turn our thoughts towards Him and know He's there. So we can sit down and have time with Him and know He's there. And we can share our hearts with Him and feel heard and seen and feel safe to process. There's a lot going on in the world. To feel safe to process with God, to feel safe to share your heart with God, share your concerns, share your hopes, share your dreams, but also to hear from Him. To, in the midst of anything you're facing or going through or believing for or excited about, to know that He's there. And prayer is a conversation. It's not only you sharing with Him, but it's Him sharing with you. Prayer is not a monologue. Prayer is not meant to be a monologue. And absolutely, we can come into the presence of God and we can share our needs list, our to-do list. We can share our laundry list if you want to. And God's always interested in what we're interested in, always wants to hear what's important to us or what we're believing for, what we're concerned about. But prayer isn't meant to be a monologue. It's meant to be a dialogue. It's meant to be a conversation where we not only share with God, but we allow Him to share with us. And when you approach prayer that way, there's power in it because it's the power of intimacy. It's the power of connection. It's the power of faith, knowing God's there, knowing that He cares, knowing that He's involved, knowing that He's listening, knowing that He wants to share, knowing that He wants this relationship so much, He sent His Son to the cross so we could have it, that He wanted relationship with us before we wanted it with Him. He wanted to share His heart with us, His thoughts with us, and hear ours. And prayer, that's what prayer is really about. Prayer at its most basic, and in many ways its most powerful, is having a conversation with God. And in the midst of those conversations, absolutely, we can share our hearts, our thoughts, our concerns. We can decree, we can petition, we can do all of that. But we can also hear back from Him and hear His truth, hear His wisdom, hear His strategies, get His perspective, get His downloads, get revelation, get prophetic words, get insights, hear how He thinks about a situation in the world or a people group or the person you're wrestling with at work that might shift your heart and shift your perspective on them. But that's what I really wanted to start my time with you this month at, talking about prayer power. Just to gently remind you, because I've needed it, the power of prayer as a conversation. Real quick, example of the power of a conversation is those you all know, or most of you listening to this will know, because you were so amazing to us as our PKM family, Go Team family, last year and the year before, and all that we went through as a family with my wife's cancer battle and fight to overcome cancer and see cancer bow. You know, it'd been a pretty intense couple years, actually. Well, our schedules have been kind of crazy, and we finally, just this past Saturday night, if you follow me on Instagram, you saw a lovely picture of my wonderful wife sitting at a beautiful restaurant table. I took a picture of her in her pretty dress with her pretty scarf on. We finally had a chance to have a real date night, and I was able to take her out for her birthday. Now, her birthday is actually December 15th, but with all the family stuff going into the holidays, and then, you know, right New Year's Day, basically, well, not basically, basically on New Year's Day, heading to Russia for a few weeks and then getting back, and tons of media and all sorts of stuff. Our schedules finally aligned, because she's as busy in her calling as I am in mine. Our schedules finally aligned, and we were able to go out for a really nice romantic dinner and date night. And it was wonderful. The food was wonderful. She's always wonderful. But one of the best things about it was we had an extended period of time, no phones, just the two of us. We love our family. We have a wonderful family, and we love when we spend time with them. But they weren't there. It was just the two of us, so we could completely focus on one another. And we had a conversation, and we talked about all sorts of stuff. And at one point in having the conversation, we were able to share some things about that God had been showing us, even just in the challenges of the last few years and places he wanted to heal and some traumas that got in. You know, you waking up regularly with your wife screaming in pain and having to run her to the emergency room at 3 or 4 in the morning. You know, you get into a mode of like, I'm going to be there for my family. I'm going to be there for my wife. I'm going to be strong. We're going to get through this. But you don't always have the time to process everything. And Uri and I were sharing things God was showing us, that it was time to process. It was time to heal. And I was able to hear things that she was believing for, hoping for, wrestling with in the aftermath of it all. And she heard mine. And it was really wonderful to know that she was there for me. And she loved knowing I was there for her and that we cared about each other in this way. It was a really incredible, incredible time. And it was a conversation. And that's what prayer is with God, being able to meet at the banqueting table of the feast of the fullness of his goodness. The greatest restaurant of all is the Lord's table, right? Where we can sit with him even in the presence of all that's going on. He says in Psalm 23, I set a place for you, a feasting place for you in the presence of the enemy. And there's a lot going on in the world, but when we take time to have a conversation with God, and we remember ultimately, in addition to the petitions and the declarations and the everything that we're going to do in prayer, when we remember that really what prayer begins and ends with, or should begin and end with, is that conversation with God, sharing our hearts with him, hearing from him, letting him know where we're wrestling, what we're excited about, where we need his help, but then also listening to him and being reminded that he is there, that he does care, that he has a plan, that he is at work. I tell you what, when I start my prayer times that way, with the power of prayer as a conversation with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe, God in the great I am, the Lord Almighty, the Lord invincible in battle, my Heavenly Father, my goodness, then all of a sudden when I move into the other aspects of prayer, there's more oil and more authority on them, because I've had that conversation and we've deepened that intimacy. So I hope that's a blessing to you. I hope it's an encouragement to you. I hope it's a reminder to you to, above all else, treat your prayer time with God, or at least part of it, as a conversation, especially this month as we're focusing on the power of prayer. God bless you all, and I will be back here with you again in 2 weeks for another Go Team Partner Audio. And then I'd love it for you to join us on the Zoom call on Wednesday. Let me pull my calendar back up. I clicked it shut. Wednesday, February 15, and that's at 12 noon Arizona time, which is, what is it, Mountain Time. So that's 11 a.m. Pacific. That is 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And then you can extrapolate and do the math and calculate whatever that is for wherever you are in the world. God bless y'all. I'll see you back here in 2 weeks for another Partner Audio, and hope to see you on February 15th for our PKM Go Team Partner Zoom.